Plus, we're here Monday through Friday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for 15 minutes of inspiration, of focus, of learning from some of the best in our company. What an extraordinary thing is happening with Isagenics. And so this call has been put together by an amazing leader. I know that you who are here all the time hear me say this all the time. There's so many new people coming into the company so quickly. I just want to say this man has helped build Isagenics at the very beginning when it was a 9-day cleanse and a $10 bonus, has built some of the most amazing leaders in the company, has been locking arms with them and putting things together. And he's almost won almost every award there is in Isagenics. We're so grateful to have you. I want to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, thank you so much, Donna. It's so great to be here. Hi, everybody. It's gosh, we're just moving right through the month of December, and we're, you know, everybody's doing so many things, and it's great. You know, that's life, and I just flowing down and just getting present every once in a while, like daily. What's your ritual for that? Let's take a breath in together on 3, 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Breathe out. I want you to be really present as we listen to this speaker, to our trainer, our Thursday trainer. She gets it, and she's always preparing. She's reading. She's devouring. She's learning, and she's open. And she's going to, straight to the top of the company, and there's no question. And I'm just so excited to have her, and I'm excited to learn. I've got paper out, pencil out, and I just love it. So she's soon to be, you know, I know she's going to be a millionaire. I've already seen her announced as a millionaire. She's in the top 200 income earners in this company. She has broken records, and she's just really a blessing to everybody and to us because we learn every time. So I'd like to introduce and bring onto the call Casey Plus. Hello, Casey.
Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning. Good
yeah,
morning.
Where are you? I'm going to start saying, where's Waldo? Where's Casey? Where are you in the neck of the world?
I'm actually in the West Coast neck of the world right now. I'm in Stockton, California. And you know what seems funny is I could look at a map right now, and I would not even begin to be able to tell you where I am right now on a map. Like, no clue. I flew into Sacramento. No clue where that is. But it's just so fun, you know. I don't really – geography was never my thing. But somebody was asking me that, like, oh, what, where is that? I'm like, you know what? I have no idea where I am. I just know the name of it. I don't know if it's North, South California, none of it. But I'm here and I'm out and I'm just taking action. I'm moving forward. It's so beautiful and getting outside. You know, I've been coaching with Jeffrey Combs for over a year and a half now, and he has events. It's a breakthrough event, and it's going to be, you know, just really, really powerful people bonding. And, you know, my first event that I went to that really, that just completely shifted my life, Lenny, was your event, the Follow Your Bliss. That was really, you know, I had been coaching with Jeff for a while, and he kept talking to me about needing to, you know, needing to breathe, and I'm like, I'm breathing, and I was not breathing, and when I came to your retreat, you know, that's really when I just found that peace, how you were talking about that daily ritual. What do you do to find that peace? And, you know, right now, I'm really in a study of the book, Working with the Law, like really, really studying it, not just reading it, and I've been reading it forever now, I feel like, but just going back and forth through it over and over again. My friend Cindy and Katie Newbaum, and we're really just devouring it together. It's really speaking to all of us, so it's really fun on top of Dave MacArthur's podcast that I've, you know, been doing and the mastermind group. So just really, you know, ask yourself, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, what is that daily ritual, or what's that study that you're devoting yourself to and your time, because that's really what's going to raise your vibration. You know, I'm flying out here to Stockton, and the both the people that I spoke to, that's what I'm playing, were just absolutely incredible. You know, I definitely got the contact information of my first new friend, and we're Facebook buddies now, and he lives in Fayetteville with his wife, and so I'm excited to get to know them more, just local people, since I moved there, you know, not knowing anybody. And then the next lovely lady I sat next to, she came... at least we got to talking and everything, and lo and behold, you know, started talking about what I do, and it came out, she opened her purse. She was traveling with like 6 to 8 bottles of vitamins. She's like, I never go anywhere without my vitamins. And so we were just looking at them, and of course, I have my vitamins, and well, what do I have? I have a lovely little vitamin packet. So that all started it. I mean, she literally signed up an Isogenics in the air. Super excited to be a blessing to her so she doesn't have to travel with all those bottles of vitamins and have higher quality ones now, too. It's just so fun that we get to connect just as we're going out and doing and being. Maybe she's going to be my next day. Maybe she's just going to use the product. Who knows? But you never know. And it's getting out there in life and doing things. And someone who's really, really done that, that I'm so excited to be bringing on to introduce is my dear friend, Katie Newbaum, who is a beautiful mother of three. Guys, she's released 85 toxic pounds on Isogenics, has kept it off for over a year now. We started about the same time, and my friend Jennifer, who introduced me, also introduced her. But I'm telling you, Katie and I, we just clicked. It was just like this connection like no other, and we've watched each other grow because this whole thing is about growing. And someone that's in her team, I'm looking on a Facebook post right now, and it says, what you get by achieving your goals isn't as important as who you are, who you become by achieving them. And that's so true, and that's Sue Savelle and her amazing rock-solid body that she posted a quote on that. And so Katie has really mastered connecting, right? Because the fundamental, last week I talked about there's fundamentals in this business, and the fundamental, the one thing is keeping the one thing that we always hear about, it's meeting new people, it's finding new people, talking to people, because people are this business. You can never have a team without people, never have a team without connecting or bringing people in and finding new people to talk to. And we're so blessed to be in the technology age. And Paul Van Pilser, when he was talking about, you know, just it's technology that is what's making Isogenics is the growth that it is, network marketing in general and health and wellness. And I just want to, so out of all LinkedIn, I mean, there's millions, the number one largest professional network online. You know, I really feel like, you know, our team and I, we've mastered Facebook. And Katie just came in and she started mastering LinkedIn. And she is actually ranked number one. When you look at people in Isogenics, she's number one on LinkedIn for Isogenics. So, Katie Newbaum, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Casey.
Oh, good morning. Light in my life, Katie Newbaum. I tell you what, I'm just so grateful for Isogenics because of, you know, these relationships that we get to build. So, Katie, really just kind of what started you looking on LinkedIn? And I'm going to tell you guys about a really great, great webinar coming up, too. So, hey, Katie, tell us, though, what kind of got you started and what have you found from LinkedIn? And, I mean, you're enrolling, like, you know, 1 to 2 people a week off of LinkedIn. Imagine if you started bringing 1 to 2 people a week off of a platform that you could do sitting from the comfort of your home if you have kids. What kind of your, I'm going to get on LinkedIn today.
So I received a couple of invitations to get on LinkedIn, and that's how it started. So I got on there, and it was really confusing to me that I thought, this is another social media site. Let me play around with it. And so I set up a profile, and it was just by someone else inviting me to hop on. And that's how I was introduced, and I just dug in. I started figuring it out, and I set up my profile.
Wow, I love it. So what kind of people? So the difference between, because Facebook is great. I mean, we've really, you know, we've done a lot on social media and Facebook. We always out meet people, and you're just, you can so easily talk to people and get them on social media. I mean, you're just meant for that. You're just this light that people, you know, are drawn to. What's the kind of people do you feel like is the difference between other social media platforms and LinkedIn that you're coming across?
Well, what I love about LinkedIn is even though we're not in corporate America, we get to meet everyone that is in that type of environment right now. These are our workhorses of America. Now, you will meet a lot of entrepreneurs on there for sure, but you're meeting a lot of people that put on the suit and tie and the dress and the high heels that go to work, and this is where they network with not only the people in their community, their work community, but they're looking for new connections and how to build their businesses. So you'll find a lot of professionals. I connected with 2 different doctors last night, and I have several dentists. I do have some working moms that I'm connected with, but you find your corporate leaders, your pharmacists, your salesmen, your pharmaceutical sales reps, and it's cool because when you search in LinkedIn, it's that particular keyword of someone you want on your team, even the word enthusiastic, the word go-getter. If it's in their profile, which their profiles are set up like resumes, you can go and meet that person. So that's the difference. On Facebook, it's very, oh, we're going to put our dogs and our cats and our recipes and our, the pictures of our children out of the movies and picking out a Christmas tree. It's a very different platform. It's professional over there on LinkedIn. So that's what the difference is.
I'm really excited, too, just with, like, going around and hosting events and different places that I've been doing and kind of the way I've been building my team. You know, I don't have kids, and I have the luxury of being able to travel and stuff. So, you know, the people that I've been connecting, because I had a LinkedIn page also, and, you know, it was back from when I was nursing. I made it a long time ago, and so it wasn't updated by any means, and that's the first thing that people really see. Talk about that landing page, because it's definitely very different than Facebook, and I got on it, you know, a couple times before I had you really help, you know, just teach me just the very basics of it, and I was kind of like, and so I would just always go back to Facebook. Why? Because that's my comfort zone, right? So I wasn't getting outside of that comfort zone and doing that, but since you have assisted me, I mean, my resume now is just, or, you know, my landing page is just, it's killer, and the connections I'm making and the places that I'm going and the events that I already have, like, planned out for this year, I've been connecting with so many people that are in that area, and I'm shooting them my flyers and, you know, and then they're letting people that they know, and they're connecting. So that's really a super thing that I'm excited about doing that, because it is people that, you know, the personal growth, the events, they're out there, they're looking to grow, they're looking for business and all that. So just really kind of the fundamental. If you could give, like, one tip before we announce the webinar that you're gonna host, like, what's really just one or two tips that you just find so crucial when you're doing LinkedIn as far as your presence on there, or how to have that initial, you know, initial meeting almost, that first impression?
Right. So what I do regularly, so we have to be systematic. If we're going to be professional network marketers, we have to find those things that work on the platform that we are. We kind of figured out what works on Facebook. So on LinkedIn, what is so fun for me is I go through and I endorse my connections every day. And by endorsing them, I'm creating curiosity. They see that I'm interested in them. And they'll come back and thank me and, thank you, Katie, so much for endorsing me for all these skills. I appreciate it. And so then I say, hi, Jim. It was a pleasure to endorse you. I noticed that on your profile that you enjoy horseback riding. I love horseback riding. Do you have a horse farm? Do you have horses? And you can find very specific things that people are interested in. So I go in the day, and I make sure I do several endorsements. I do a couple of recommendations, which that's a very easy skill to learn on LinkedIn, is sending out recommendations to people that you're connected with. And, again, that same thing will happen. Thank you, Katie, for recommending me. I appreciate that. And then I go back to their profile, and I check out things that interest me. I'll notice that they've been working at the same place for 10 years, and I say, hey, Jim, I see you've been in car sales for the past 10 years. How's that going for you? And they'll say, oh, you know, I'm tired. I'm working like 60-hour work weeks. And I'll write back and I'll say, I'm sorry to hear that. I have a really great company that I'm affiliated with, and I've had a great year. I'd love to share it with you. What time tomorrow at 10 or 2 p.m. could we get on the phone and let you share a little bit about how your year's going, and I'll tell you my story. How does that sound? And to this date, and I haven't been on LinkedIn that long, probably about 5 months, I have not had one person tell me no. Now, I don't really get that. If my vibrations are so high now that nobody tells me no, I'm not getting on the phone with you. Or if LinkedIn is just that magical that you're dealing with people that are hungry, they're working, they are, you know, a lot of them have been going to school for years and years and to get these great degrees, but they're not making the money that they deserve. I'm finding that it's very easy to talk to doctors now because of what's going on with the medical field, the insurance, and all of that. They're looking for that secondary income. So those are a couple of things that I do. Besides this, I make new connections every single day. It's so easy to get 10 or 20 even brand new connections that you can reach out and say, welcome to my LinkedIn profile. I look forward to learning more about you. How are you doing today? And I do that all day long. So you will never, ever, ever, ever run out of leads. You will never again be sitting in your home office or your car office with no one to talk to. LinkedIn is it. So everybody's got to get on there. It's massive.
It is massive. And here's the thing, too. I mean, think about, like, how you just said all those people that have gone to school all those years, you know, they're on there because they're looking for a job or, you know, in the medical community, what's going on right now. I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday that was in the medical field. I mean, it's very sad. But the thing is we have solutions for people. And not just that, even if they don't want Isagenix as a business, I mean, they deserve good nutrition. I mean, they're on the go. They deserve to put Isagenix in their body so they can, you know, do whatever it is that they're doing it better and be there more for their families. And that's really what this is, guys. So, I mean, again, that's the fundamental skill in Eric Worre, right? It's finding people and talking to people. Those are the first two that he really talks about. And so if you think about that being fundamental, and we have the ability. Now, does it take time? Absolutely it takes time to learn the platform and put it in. Is it worth it? I mean, you know, personally, time is going to happen regardless, so why not take our time instead of thinking, oh, we don't have anybody to talk to or, you know, this and that or watching TV or, you know, saying we're going to go out and prospect or something like that when we can just learn these amazing social media platforms that is allowing us to connect with endless globally. This is not just a, you know, local thing here. I mean, this is global across the country. So, Katie, thank you so much for those little tidbits. And I'm excited because, guys, if you go on Tuesday night, December 16th, now this is 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, you know, to convert it for whatever your time is. But, and I did post this in the Lenny Evans 123 call, and you know, I definitely put it in my business team group. If you go to gotomeeting.com, gotomeeting.com, and when you get there, you're going to do the login, and the login is 913-64-8861. And again, that's 913-64-8861. The amazing Katie is going to kind of, because for me, I'm definitely a visual person, so she's going to give just a couple tips that everybody can use to implement, like, right now, and, you know, then she's going to have a really great special offer, too. So, you guys, this is social media. Is it, if you're not embracing social media and technology as a means for connecting my heart to your heart, I really feel like you're missing out on something that's just so easy to be doing, right? Something that's just so, the connections are felt across the internet. It really is. It's so incredible for me, for Katie, for our entire team, really just maximizing social media, supporting each other on social media, learning how to support your team on social media to get more engagement. You know, that's crucial. And so when you can bring someone in, when you bring someone into Isagenix, what do you think is going to happen? If you can teach them immediate skills to connect and find new people on Facebook and LinkedIn and forms of social media, they're not going to have that thing of, oh, I only know five people. Oh, my gosh, you're meeting and I can connect with all these people. Imagine when you start teaching people that you're bringing in, your brand new people, how to immediately learn these skills and get comfortable and become a professional in network marketing because you can teach them because you're doing it. So I started the knock on the door, my housekeeping here, which gotta love it. But Lenny, what do you have to say for us?
Oh, are you kidding me? I love Katie Newbaum. What else am I going to say?
Who's going to say no to Katie Newbaum? That's nobody in their right mind.
Here's my favorite quote. Maybe it's just my vibration is vibrating so high no one can say no to me. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. I'm going to jump on this. Okay. I'm going to get on LinkedIn. I'm raising my white flag, and Katie's going to show me how. I'm so excited, you know. I'm so grateful. This is such a great call because – you know, we live now, and no matter what your belief system is, and we've already been over this 1,000 times, I honor your belief system. I hope that they're beliefs that serve you,
because they're yours and you get to swap them out if you want. But here's what I want to say is that we live now. So LinkedIn was invented for us. Facebook was invented for us. We're supposed to be using this to achieve our dreams and goals. You see, the universe or God or our angels or our guardians, they use all the means available to conspire together to bring our dreams to us on a platter. Like once we decide what we want, we have all these avenues to have it help. And that's what was coming across me so clearly, that as Katie spoke with boldness and power, I also think, you know, we haven't ever announced on this call that we've decided on the dates for the next Follow Your Bliss retreat, which is, wait for it, March 6, 7, and 8 of 2015, right here in St. George, Utah. And Casey has agreed to come and be one of the trainers. So is Dave MacArthur. And so has Jill Berth and Tammy Hess. And I haven't done this officially yet, but, man, my little intention right now is to get Katie Newbaum there to teach a piece on LinkedIn. And so the bottom line is, you guys, take advantage. I'm going to be on this webinar that she does next time, next Tuesday. And I'm so grateful because all these tools, we don't have to be an expert. We just have to take the first step. If you think about what Katie did, she followed Martin Luther King's teaching to exactness. She didn't have to see the whole staircase about LinkedIn. She just had to see the first step and take the first step in faith by creating a profile. And then the next step was, well, maybe I'll learn how to congratulate. Maybe I'll learn how to honor. Maybe I'll learn how to acknowledge. Maybe I'll learn how to promote. And look at this. There's no question. The last time Katie was on, I just had this feeling. I've always had this feeling about Katie that her openness and her goodness and her where she's going and following the law and obeying the laws is delivering to her millionaire status. Like it's already happened. So what an example for us. Casey's doing it. Katie's doing it. These people that she's working with, one of her new business builders, Belinda's doing it. I met Brian. Brian's doing it. Here's the thing. You know, we've watched Wendy do it, and Wendy's still doing it. Here's what's so beautiful. Let's just be open to connecting and matching energy with energy. We live in a vibrational universe. We happen to be on a vibrational planet. We happen to be vibrational beings. As we guard our vibration with our life, and we always love and are open, no judgment, no ignorance. We lose the ignorance. We lose the judgment. We cleanse it out and we replenish it with love and faith. And watch what's happening in your lives. Casey, thank you for just always being on the pulse of what's happening and helping deliver to us these things that are so, they're such a blessing to us. And thank you also for always being so on top of technology and posting in these different places on Facebook. You really are showing the way for all of us, no matter what age we are, whether we're in the start group or we're in the start over group. We're all starting out. Let's take that step as a Zen mind, a beginner's mind, and be open to what we're supposed to be doing, and then the knowledge pours into us. I just can't thank you enough, Casey and Katie Ball.
Absolutely. Like I said, I mean, you guys, the Follow Your Bliss retreat, that was it. That was my shift. I went from, you know, had maxed my income and I believe just learned to let go and, you know, and just be okay with me, too. I think, you know, a lot of us can get caught up in trying to be, you know, other people or having to do it a certain way. And it's not about that. It's about finding our way and growing ourselves and just becoming the person and raising that vibration and, you know, just receiving all the blessings out there. And so I can't thank you enough for hosting the Follow Your Bliss retreat, Lenny. It was just life-altering for me. There's no words that can ever put in my gratitude for you. Gosh, for you, Katie, and being on this journey with you and everybody, you know, that's just a part of this movement of uplifting people. And so it's like this sacred duty that we have, guys, to get out there and connect with as many people as possible all day, every day, whenever, just living our life and making the intention to, you know, intentionally do it, not just during our life, but intentionally to get on these platforms of social media and be,
you know, I say it all the time. I'm a missionary of isogenics. I'm a missionary of isogenics. I mean, it's like it's a story that's deserved to be told for so many who are praying. So I'm just so honored to be on this journey with all of you guys. Every single person on this phone, it's just incredible what we're doing.
Yeah, indeed it is. And, you know, I know we're out of time because I'm about to do the first step call for the newest person that's coming into your life. And I do that every day at the top of the hour after this call. So 10 o'clock my time, 9 o'clock California time, 11 o'clock Central time, and noon straight up in the East. And but we have to develop a piece just now that you reminded me of at some point. You know, it's this playing make-believe is what I'm calling it now. I'm playing make-believe. And I'm designing the life that I've ever wanted, yeah, during make-believe like I did when I was a kid. And you just reminded me of something I'm going to use. Knock, knock, knock at the door, and it's the maid. And you all of a sudden don't realize where you are because you have a maid that comes to your home. You have a maid that comes to your condo, and you always have a maid in every hotel room. So every day you become aware that the knock's there, and you go and answer it and say, "Hi, I'm sorry, are you here to clean?" And because you have maids everywhere, that is part of the abundant make-believe story. Like I remember when you got your cleaning lady in your home in North Carolina so that you could focus and do what you do best. That is what I'm talking about, guys. What's your story? What are you making up about your life? That is a beautiful thought because you get whatever you decide you want. So just, I get so excited about it. So, Katie, thank you. Casey, thank you. We're going to do a 1, 2, 3. Let's give some love and thank you again for all the future trainings and everything that's happening. And please send our love to Jeffrey Combs. We love him and all the beautiful people that are going to be there to have a breakthrough. We're there with you. And so here we go, guys, on three. Okay, one, two, three.
I suggest.